Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Hey, welcome back to Project Independence and You. I am Rebecca Miller. I've been your guest host here for the day and the co-host, of course, the fabulous Otto Loos.
Well, thank you so much. I do have something I'd like to point out. I just found out that Sherman Towers, all right, has a pet-friendly, full-service, 24-hour doorman building with a live-in superintendent and a brand-new red brick facade, and it's located at 363 East 76th Street.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
363. It's 363 days left to Christina's birthday.
Right.
The clock set back up again.
I'm like, yeah. Math, 363. I know.
464. Beck's like, listen, I really just got called in the spot on here. Hold on.
That's the one.
So we were introducing Otto, and then we were going to say hello to Christina again, Christina Liu.
Yeah, so we'll catch up on the wonderful things going on in North Hempstead, but I just love to share, if everyone knows this, the statistical reports that I have to put together for Project Independence. And I just, you know, it just always astonishes me just how amazing and this doesn't even capture all the services that are provided. But since inception, Project Independence has received 227,445 service requests.
Wow.
Which is like, you know, it's even bigger than that, you know, I think about all the time, because this one service request, you know, gets called into 311 for their gutters cleaned. You know, so we pick it up and a social worker gets in contact with them and starts telling them about all the other services that Project Independence offers. So that one service request could have 30 other services really provided.
It just opens the door.
Right. And
really,
it's just, so you really think about just how, you know, these are just the initial point of contact is just these service requests. And that number is so huge.
Right.
You know, and then let alone all this, you know, services that are, you know, are snowballed on top of that is just, it's really cool. And I like to, you know, thinking, because I am a reflector of kind of person, you know, just to look back and to really see how absolutely amazing that is. And a shout out to everyone who is very dedicated,
you know,
within Project Independence.
But like if someone even just calls up, say something for, say, a fitness class, they make one phone call and they sign up for, you know, 30 fitness classes.
Right.
So that one call represents 30 free fitness classes for the senior who lives in the town. So, I mean, that number would probably even be significantly higher if we did measure every single aspect. But it's just to...
And just this year alone, we've received almost 6,000 service requests.
But they're only numbers. Think about each number is a human being on the other side of that number.
We're getting deep on this show, guys.
Well, life is deep.
No, it's
if
really
you let
true.
It.
No, you think about it, and that's a really wonderful thing, is that these are not just, you know, robotic kind of things. It's really the human connection, and that's what really makes Project Independence, I think, so special.
Right.
Because, you know, it's very rare, everyone knows, to really be able to pick up the phone and call and be connected to a human. You know, and then and to really just have that contact is so absolutely important.
And I would like to make a request that came up at a last advisory committee meeting, and that is that there is a need for younger, older people to get involved with Project Independence and the advisory committee. Project Independence has been around now for
15
years.
Approaching.
All right, 15 years. So there are many people who were members of advisory committees in the beginning who are creeping up a little bit in age or having physical problems or other problems. And there is a need for always getting new people, the younger, older people. And this is a difficult task because a lot of organizations are having problems getting people to join things.
Right,
you can go to an advisory committee meeting if you're a new, younger, older person, like 65 or whatever years old. You can go to one of these meetings without any commitment whatsoever, and you can give input as to what you think the neighborhood needs, or find out what the neighborhood can get or the people can get. So my point is, I'm doing a commercial here. We need younger, older people to come.
I like that phrase, the younger, older.
I have to say, though, I have a lot of friends who are 65. Turning 65, or you know, in that realm, and they all work.
Yeah, I was thinking
they all work, and
I work.
Yeah, and they work full time. They're still, and you know, and for people born in 1960 and after, like me, our retirement age doesn't even start. I mean, you know, for Social Security purposes, until 67, 68.
Okay, well, I'll raise the age.
Yeah, even in the
70
field.
And up.
Yeah. We'd love to. It's been a hard thing. Another thing is people that are 65 to 70 still are finding it a hard time to admit that they
are getting older.
But I think
what is important, you know, is just kind
of
with Project Independence, because it has, over the years since it began, really tried to shift kind of with the trends and how things are going. You know, so the bottom line is we do serve people who are 60 throughout, you know, and older. And, you know, that's why, I mean, you look at people who utilize our exercise classes, and they very well just might use an exercise class and nothing else. But that's still a Project Independent service. You know, so here you are, you're using these free things. I mean, they're booked up all the time, these days. You know, you see people who take multiple ones. So, and I think, you know, by you going into an advisory committee, I mean, we are such an open organization to new programming and change and to find out what's going on in the community. So, you know, it might not be your typical thing that you associate with a senior, you know, but the fact is you can go to these advisory committees, find out about your community, suggest what you think should be happening, and, you know, we will try and kind of figure out a way to make it happen, you know, or find, you know, who to partner with to make it
happen. Well, I've had the good fortune of not having to use Project Independence far, all right? Mm-hmm. But I've also had the I'll call it fortunate in a way, fact that I've learned a tremendous amount in the last 15 years of being involved with this, to be able to help people who are sometimes into trouble get situations
required. No, it opens your world to understand.
You know, I'm able to guide them a little bit, and I find
that's an important thing, you know, and especially, I mean, a trend that we've certainly seen over the years of Project Independence is, you know, these are the adult children caring for their aging parents. You know, so you might, you know, if you're in your 60s, you know, you could be the caregiver for your parent who's in their 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so important for you, because even though you're technically still a project, but you're able to, you know, access the services and be connected to a social worker. I mean, our social workers are always helping caregivers and connecting them to EAC respite programs. I mean, they know all these things. So it's such an important thing, you know. We ask people to be more open-minded, you know, and not just necessarily assume, because I understand it's a difficult thing. I mean, that's why senior centers are being called social centers now. You know, everyone's kind of trying.
Oh, is that
trying,
right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're trying to make that shift. So I think it's just, I understand, you know, it's a different time and people are working longer and stuff too, but it's just an important thing.
Well, we've talked a lot of times on this show about hearing. As an example, okay? And I just read something today in Newsday. McGrath is a music guy, not in my era, obviously. He's
Mark
50
McGrath,
years old. Okay. He now has lost hearing in one ear, and his other hearing is going bad. So the point I'm getting at is part of the education process has to do with things like
proactive,
your hearing.
Right.
You know, at 50 years old, here's a person who has a serious problem. And concert goers like yourselves should pay attention to that.
But one of the things you were saying, Otto, which is important because you have not needed, knock on wood, please.
Yeah, it is wood.
The services. But you're also an important role as an ambassador.
Right.
You know, you inform people too of Project Independence, what the services are. You know, hey, I know whatever, some neighbor has an issue going on, you're like, you know, you could call Project Independence and you know, they do this. You know, they can help you or they can connect you.
And that to this day is still the greatest resource for Project Independence. You know, spreading the word is really, you know, if you ask, oh, I heard from my neighbor, I heard it from my friend. I mean, to this day, that's still,
we still ask that question? Because I know that always came out as the, how did you hear about Project Independence?
Yeah, I believe it's asked in like
and
certain
And the majority
SR,
of people say through a friend.
Yeah, for a friend or a neighbor.
Well, it's definitely not the internet, but, you know, it's a friend.
But it's getting there. Our technology to terrify. You know what I'm saying? But like that shift, you know, we talk about that all the time. You know, when we first started, we never would have sat there thinking, oh, let's make technology. I mean, the word Skype would, like, freak out, like, you know, most of our seniors. But, you know, the fact is, and you know, we actually have a Newsday article, is God willing, looks like it'll be coming out, you know, on this topic, because we have a PI member. And this is just shows you, too, you can, you're able to be a volunteer for Project Independence, too, you know, if you're the younger, more active senior. And, you know, you, she came with this amazing skill set, Barbara Melman, where she was, a tech whiz and really wanted to educate seniors to not be terrified, right, you know, of technology. You know, so the fact that she, her classes are so well attended now, and she does all these different topics to kind of get, you know, she just had one on learning the technology vocabulary so you could, you know, communicate.
And they're free.
And they're free. Yeah, absolutely. So it's like, you know, it's really important.
We're like 2 minutes out.
Oh, my God.
We have like 2 minutes left.
Okay, well, I just want to remind people that Spring Fest is coming up May 4th at Clark, the fabulous Clark Botanic Garden. I love this event because it's really great for the entire family, this kind of thing, you know, with your grandkids, whatever it might be. The Animal Adventures with Nature Nick will be there. The Little Art Studio, Mad Science will be doing different programs. National Circus Project, face painting, a Teddy Roosevelt reenactor, which I'm actually quite curious about.
He's been around for a while. Yeah.
Tiger Rose will be there.
My favorite band.
There'll be walking tours of Clark Garden. And there's, you know, so it's really quite, and it's the 50th anniversary of Clark Botanic Garden.
I know,
Garden,
it's going to be lovely.
It's really,
do you know they're
going to
have 2,000 more tulips than they had last year. They're just in bloom.
God.
But
cool.
I wanted to also just a quick thank you, as always, to Dan Cox, who's the director of the station, and Janine Solero, who's the administrator, and Ryan, our fabulous engineer for the day. Thank you so much.
He had a lot of work to do today,
yeah,
and a lot of people.
Yeah, he's regretting coming in today. No,
he is.
Well, and thank you, Rebecca, absolutely, for
coming
in.
You're very welcome.
Next week we have a repeat show because I will be on vacation, but I will come back nice and refreshed. So please tune in, though. We're going to be playing repeat show of when the Epic program was on, Heart Health, and the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center was really great programs, too. So those were fabulous interviews, so we'll be replaying those as well. And
That's about it.
It was a great show. Absolutely. And I just want to remind people to, if you have any questions about upcoming events or programs, please always call 311 or 869-6311, and we will be able to get you connected for anything.
That's very true. All right. Well, thank you to everybody who listened today, to all of the guests, to Otto Lohse, the co-host, and all our thoughts are with John, of course, and Christina, the best senior citizen program development specialist of the Town of North Hempstead Department of Services for the Aging, and producer of the radio station.
She wanted to see if she was able to get the full title in.
Everyone have a great weekend. And again,
absolutely,
thank you to the station. You've been listening to Project Independence and you.